Good afternoon. This is John Thomas again. And as I've said repeatedly in the podcast, I'm the author of a book titled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose. And again, I chose the title carefully. It's not just losing weight. It's getting to where you want to weigh and staying there permanently without ever having to think about food or gaining weight again. Yes. It's a real thing. It's a promise. It's not a Pollyanna suggestion. It's something you can do without any diets or exercise. Sounds too good to be true. Not to worry. Doesn't cost you a thing. It's all free. Look, if you're listening to this, you weigh too much. You're unhappy. Now, in today's news, there's a statement out that's saying in next 10 years, something like half of all Americans will have diabetes or have pre-diabetes. And it's due primarily to obesity. In other words, being fat. Or in other words, putting too much food in your mouth all the time. Now, if you're heavy or fat or overweight, you're already unhappy. You don't want to be fat. You don't want to be overweight. You like to be thin, thinner. You like to be able to do everything you want. You don't want to put undue pressure on your knees or your body by weighing 50 or 100 pounds too much, or 30 or 40, whatever it is. But the strange part of it is, you know exactly what to do to stop it. All you have to do is stop putting so much food in your mouth. But the reality is you can't do it. You've tried over and over and over. Your friends have tried. You've gone on every kind of a diet there is. And now Mrs. Obama, for whom I have great respect personally, says, make intelligent choices. Really, no kidding. Everybody knows that. What do you mean by intelligent choices? That presumes that being fat is a logical situation. It isn't. Being fat is a result of putting enough food in your mouth to solve all your emotional problems. Yes, that's exactly right. If you're overweight, you do not have a weight problem. You have a problem satisfying your emotional needs. Look, when you're down, you're depressed, what do? You look for chocolate or something else, you put it in your mouth. When you're anxious, what do? You put something in your mouth. Food, food, food. You do it all the time. You know it's bad for you. You wish you could stop, but you can't. And sometimes when you have gone on a diet, and again, I don't care what kind of diet it is, and you've lost 10 or 20 or 30 or 50 pounds, what happened next? You gained it back. Here's the part that nobody really understands, really. If you're fat, if you're overweight, if you're heavy, you become emotionally comfortable at that weight. You say, John, that's not true. I hate it. I can't stand it. Being fat is ruining my life. But there you are, fat, and got there on purpose. Didn't want to, but you ate just enough food. Listen, put just enough food in your mouth to get you fat, and now you are putting just enough food in your mouth to stay fat. That's right. When you lose weight, you get nervous. Oh, you may think you don't. You do. And you can't wait to put some more food in your mouth. Maybe you want a treat. Maybe you want something good for the day. Ah, it won't hurt. You know, I'm down 20 pounds. What would it hurt if I have a chocolate bar, just as an example, or an extra piece of pizza, or something else? Before you know it, you've gained the weight back, and maybe some more. You will find, if you think about it, that the reason you gain weight back is you are nervous at a lower weight. Say, John, that's not possible. I hate being fat. Yet if you look at the reality of it in your own life, you will find that you have been nervous at a lower weight and anxious, and that's why you gain the weight back. You can't stand being without that food in your mouth. Remember, all diets, I don't care what the kind of diet they are based on some sort of deprivation, or what you perceive as deprivation. I don't care if it's high carb, high fat, low fat, Mediterranean, anything. You are depriving yourself of something, a food in your mouth that you think is important, that makes you feel better. You see, folks, this is not a logical issue. If it was simply a question of making intelligent choices, you would never be fat. You know, I know somebody, and I'm sure you do too, that had a serious health problem, had a stroke, weighed 300 pounds. He went down after he was diagnosed with a stroke and got out of the hospital. Doctor said, you have to lose weight. So he did. He lost 60 pounds in what seemed like a heartbeat. It was a question of a couple of months. He was so happy. He was thrilled. You know what happened? Just what happened to everybody you know. lo and behold, he said, you know, I'm entitled to a treat. I'm going to cheat just a little. Before you know it, he weighed 300 again and extra 10 pounds, 310. Sound familiar? Sure. That's the problem. That's the whole issue. There is no other issue. It is not a question of intelligent choices. Mrs. Obama is simply wrong, well-meaning but wrong. The people who put the number of calories on menus are wrong. Well-meaning, will accomplish anything? No. It is not a logical issue. The whole thing about being fat is illogical. You don't want to be fat, but there you are. You made yourself fat knowing you were making yourself fat. If you want to solve your problem forever for good, I will teach you exactly how, again for free. But first you have to come to grips with the problem. You cannot solve a problem or make your problem go away by wishing it. You cannot make it go away by being on a diet. I know everybody tells you you can, but actually you know better. So do all your friends. Statistically, something like 97% of everybody who goes on any diet eventually regains the weight. Actually, I think it's a higher percentage than that, because I don't know anybody who's permanently lost weight on any diet. Maybe you do. Unlikely, but maybe you do. But if you do, it's just a few friends, maybe one or two or three tops. It's not you. You wouldn't be listening to this. Look, the whole thing about weight is so simple. It's like the inventing the wheel. Once you understand the problem and you address the problem, the first thing is understand the problem. Ask yourself, why did you make yourself fat? And why are you keeping yourself fat? You may say, oh, well, I don't want to go on a diet. I can't deprive myself. The issue is, what is food doing for you? Feel it. Understand it. I'll take you through it. We'll do it one step at a time. The first thing you have to do is talk to yourself. You talk to yourself all the time. Can you tell yourself the truth? Can you say, yes, Mary or John, whatever your name is? I made myself fat. I didn't want to, but I knew I was putting all that food in my mouth and making myself fat. And now, I really need that food. I may keep candy in my drawer at the office. I don't like being too far away from my favorite food. I like to have fries in my hamburgers. I like to have this. I like to have that. Then say, okay, why? What's the big deal? Why are you doing this? And you will see. You will appreciate the fact that you're doing it for emotional reasons to make you feel better or stop you from feeling anxious or depressed. Look, once you grab onto that, once you latch on it and understand it, you are 50% of the way to being free of your emotional needs for food, and you can weigh literally anything you want and stay there. Why? Because the food will just be food. It will not have an emotional component. You will not need chocolate anymore. You will not need the extra piece of pizza. I'm not putting you on a diet. That's pointless. What I'm explaining to you is once you understand the fact that your weight is grounded in emotional needs and not a question of logic or intelligent choices, you'll be able to weigh anything you want. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. I don't want any of your money. Keep your money. You'll need it to buy a new wardrobe. We'll talk on our next podcast. Goodbye.